Hello everyone, this is a reply to Joe Best 07's question, do we get to name our guide dogs when we get them? And the answer to that is no. Bearing in mind when we get the dogs, they can vary from anything between anything from 15 months to say 2 years or even older if the dog has been out to somebody before. If we were to name the dogs, what would they be called up until then? Obviously, they need a name from the time they are born. Excuse me. In order that they can respond, come when they're called. And if you want to get their attention, you say their name, they will look round at you. So obviously, the dogs are named at birth. What they usually do is go through the alphabet. So if a litter is born on the 15th of January, they might be the A litter. If one's born on the 17th, they'll be the B litter. And they just keep going through the alphabet in that way. There are some dogs that have got different names, which don't follow the litters. I mean, my dog, Niall, he had some dogs that didn't begin with N in his litter. And I can't remember what they were now, but they are sponsored dogs. They're the puppies, I think. But someone may correct me on this, that if you go to their website, you will see their names up there, and they are sponsored, ones that people can sponsor. My husband sponsors one called Katie. So that's basically how it's done. You can change your dog's name. I don't like the name Niall. I did intend to change it, but somehow you can't really do it straight away because it's not advisable unless the dog has a name that you can change. Like I could have changed it to Kyle, I suppose, but I don't like that any better. But then it would have sounded pretty much the same to him. But if I'd gone and changed his name to Simba, for instance, he wouldn't know who on earth I was talking to. Plus, he wouldn't know me very well, and he would be very unsettled anyway. So if you're going to change the dog's name, it's best to leave it till the dog's settled with you and to do it gradually. But the thing is, by the time that happens, you've got used to their name, however awful it might be, and you tend to leave it alone, which is what I've done. He does get called a few other names sometimes, but like Divi, and it's all meant in, and Dum Dum, and he responds to those names, but you can't really call him that in the public. I can't really say, hey, Divi, come on, what are you doing? I probably have said that. I've probably said, you Divi dog, what are you doing? If he's done something silly when he's out. But anyway, that's basically it. You don't get to name your dog, but you can change it. I don't think they will officially change it, though. They might put it on their records that you call it something different, but it will always be that name from the day it's born to the day it dies with its computer number. So, yeah, that's about it, and I hope this helps. And sorry I did get back to you once. I sent you a private message once telling you this, but I didn't realise till ages later that it was only 1 second long. So I'm sorry I never got around to doing it again, but I did intend to, but I'm doing it now instead. Okay.